Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri, and I am a sucker for year-in-review pieces. I'm always hoping to find that one more book I need to add to my collection, or that obscure Scottish band I haven't heard about yet. And when it comes to food, I need to know about another place I need to try soon. Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days, and she recently completed a column on just this subject, along with Suzanne Podheiser. And Sally's here with some of the highlights. Sally, nice to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Hi.
Let's start with a new find of yours for 2017.
Okay, so my new find was very easy to come upon because I walk by it however long it was being built, and that's the Great Northern on Pine Street in Burlington. And this is near where we live, so I was kind of walking up and down Pine Street, checking in. And also, it's sort of partnered through ownership and proximity to Zero Gravity Brewery. So I would get updates from Frank Pace, the chef, on when they were going to open. And that was on Mother's Day of this year. And it's a beautiful big room, dining room, with an open kitchen that is where South End Kitchen used to be. And one of the things that I really like about it, I was turned on to a drink there called the Witchcraft, which is a tequila cocktail. And the person who told me about it built and restored the bar. And the bar is this gorgeous vintage mahogany piece that was actually trucked across the country from a bar in Seattle where Jimi Hendrix used to play.
How about your top food event for the past year?
Also on Pine Street, I sort of wander down to the food trucks Friday nights in summer, and you don't feel like you're in Burlington, although now you do because it's gotten to be a real thing. But in its first few years, it's like, wow, where are we? Who are all these people? Where are they coming from? And also the diversity and sort of abundance of food, and it's fast and it's good and, you know, it's casual. It's just a really nice place to go hang out on a Friday night. And this summer, I discovered a pop-up in Montpelier called Cans and Clams, which is steamers and lobster rolls, steamed mussels, steamed clams, lobster rolls, Saturday afternoons behind a little kitchen, sort of in the parking lot behind the Joe Bewley's commercial kitchen called Screamin' Ridge, and right at the Hunger Mountain Co-op, sort of across the parking lot, and just a couple picnic tables, some sunflowers that grow up to set it off, and it's just steamers, melted butter, a lemon wedge, and baguette to sop it up. It is heaven on earth. And there's one other I'd like to mention, which is something called Dinner with Friends. And this is pop-up suppers in Moncton, 12-course dinners at a man named Jesse Lauer's house, who cooks them, hosts them, welcomes you into his home, pays for all the ingredients, all the food, hours of time that you can't even imagine, and donates the proceeds from the dinners to a nonprofit, to a cause dear to him and to his guests. And you make instant friends with the people you're eating with. And it's just a really lovely, unusual event that people should know about.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about great tastes in 2017. Tell us about the best dish you enjoyed this year.
Well, there are a couple that stood out for me, but usually my favorite dish, the thing I like best, is what I'm eating. It's just lucky me that that's the case. And that can go be, you know, range from an Otter Creek sub in Middlebury, which is like a Philly Italian hoagie. Unbelievably good. Eat one when you watch a Middlebury college football game. And then these two chicken dishes, both of which I really liked. One just plain, straightforward, like as unfussy as it was delicious. This is at Lucky Next Door Cafe in Burlington. And I like the name. I think it's just chili lime chicken leg plate. And it's this pile of coconut rice and cucumbers with peanuts and chilies and lime, and then two chicken legs sort of buried beneath all this food. And just, I like chicken legs too. Dark meat. It's, you know, moist on the inside, crispy on the outside. Just out of sight. Then down in southern Vermont, in this tiny little village within a village, Williamsville, which is within Newfane, an old general store that was converted to a restaurant about 3 or 4 years ago called the Williamsville Eatery. It's open 4 nights a week, and We were there when they had a chicken pot pie special, and it was fall. It was just sort of everything was sort of in sync, and it was served in a cast iron dish, and it was sizzling, and it had this sort of pillowy biscuit with the chicken and the vegetables and nasturtium petals on top, and it just really hit the spot.
And can you share one of your co-authors, Suzanne Podheiser's, top picks from the past year?
Sure. Her new finds, which were, one came this past fall at Mangalista in Woodstock, in which she wrote about highlights of the dinner. And she writes, that included fried smelts with scallion mayo, tender butter poached lobster with Brussels sprouts and mushrooms, and a plate of pasta featuring dense, chewy noodles and sausage from pork raised by the owner of the restaurant. And sort of on the other end of the more casual dining was One Radish Eatery in Richmond, where she had meatballs. I saw the picture. They look absolutely gorgeous and delicious. And pulled pork came on homemade roll, gooey with melted cheese, with a little side salad. But I got to hand it to Suzanne, who really documented her year in eating, unlike me, who went at it. And she notes that, these are her words, I ate meals at 63 different Vermont dining establishments. That doesn't include snacks at coffee shops, dinners at pop-up events, or the sandwiches and dumplings that she sort of racked up at farmers markets. So she said there are a lot she would have remembered just on her own, but she did have this little digital assist.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. Many thanks for joining us and sharing the year in food with us at the VPR Cafe.
Sure. Thank you.